This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What is the importance regarding the spying scandal? And of course, you have been hearing about this almost on a daily basis, and not a day goes by, it seems, where not a new revelation comes to light as to what is happening through the NSA. And I realize, of course, there's a lot of hypocrisy on both sides, a lot of misrepresentations, a lot of lies, but one thing is very clear. As we have told you for many, many years, a war is going to break out between the United States of America on the one hand and Europe under German leadership on the other hand. And wars start with words. And we are finding right now those words in operation. Now, we have a booklet prepared, the book of Zechariah, Prophecies for Today. And if you have not received a copy of it yet, please ask for one. Because surprisingly, perhaps, to you, there are many prophecies in the book of Zechariah talking about our situation today, also referring to this coming war. It is going to be a war between the United States of America and Europe, and America is going to lose. America is going to lose. Now, America is a superpower, but as many have been saying now, they think they can do whatever they want. And the world is upset. Europe is upset. I have many articles here in front of me, very recent articles, which talk about this ongoing spying scandal. Now, I can't read them all, but we have a weekly update. And in our weekly update, we have been quoting and are quoting many of the developments which are going on, pointing at this coming war, the Great Tribulation, as it is called in the Bible. And I'd like to ask you to request a free copy. We can send you our weekly update via email every week if you want to. And it also goes into other biblical discussions. We have a Bible study in it. We have an editorial in it and so on. But in this most recent update now, we are talking quite a bit about this ongoing scandal. I just want to give you a few hints as to what is happening. You all heard about the allegation that the NSA spied on Angela Merkel and the German Chancellor's private phone conversations and her handy, as they say it in Germany, the cell phone. And of course, President Obama originally denied that he knew anything about it, and he said that if he had known about it, he would have stopped it. And then this is a big question mark whether in fact that was a true statement, because then they also had said that the White House didn't know anything about the whole spying scandal. And of course, NSA came right back and said, absolutely not, that is not true. And they all knew about it. And so the interesting thing is somebody compared the whole situation with Casablanca, that very famous movie, Casablanca with Humphrey Bogart. And the police officer comes into the casino and says, oh, I didn't know there was gambling going on over here. So in other words, the idea is like everybody knows that everybody is spying on everybody. And at the same time, everybody denies it. But the relationship between Europe and the United States has reached a point of deterioration which cannot be and will not be cured. Now, there might be some sugarcoating going on, there might be some nice statements going on insofar as, well, you know, it's perhaps something the Americans have promised us that they will stop doing it, if you want to believe that. The issue is that the people in those countries are extremely upset. Not just the politicians. See, the politicians, they put a nice face on because they realize that people are upset. The people won't forget it. Anti-Americanism has reached a point which has never been in the recent history of Europe. And the idea is that millions upon millions of phone calls have been spied upon of the French people, of the Italian people, of the Spanish people, of the German people. And now they find out that apparently the British spy agency has also spied on continental European people, and they are not amused. And as I said, not a day goes by where not a new revelation is coming out. Here's an article by BBC News saying the NSA has monitored millions of telephone calls made by German and French citizens. Here's another article by Deutsche Welle saying that the National Security Agency denied that the president necessarily knew about the particular spying on Angela Merkel, but at the same time they said, but he knew about this in general, and that they were spying on at least 35 politicians, high-ranking politicians, and they said they would have never done it without the authority of the presidents, because it also goes back to the time of President Bush. And so, Der Spiegel Online is writing in here, it doesn't really matter whether President Obama knew about it or not. They say, in both cases, it's very, very bad. Mr. Obama's reputation in Germany has gone down so much. See, when he was elected, he was looked upon almost like a messiah-type leader, and now they are extremely disappointed of him. When this news broke that allegedly he spied on Angela Merkel and his aide did with the president's approval, the responses, and I read the papers over there, whether it was the right wing or the left wing or the conservative or the liberal or the in-betweens, I didn't read one comment to any of those articles which was positive. They all were saying, this is terrible, we can't believe in what Mr. Obama says, but even if he didn't know, it shows that he's totally not in control, what kind of a president is that, and on it went. His reputation is mud over there by now, and it's getting worse. But the point is, the German people, the European people, are extremely upset with America. And the fact that now Congress and certain representatives of Congress came back and tried to justify the NSA activities, Republicans and Democrats alike, is not helping the situation. The mere fact that the NSA has been saying, well, you know, it is a tenet that they are going to do this, they have to spy on other political leaders, and it's not indiscriminatorily done, it's done very selectively, it's not helping the situation. Because that means they have specifically spied on Angela Merkel. But you see, another very interesting development occurred, because now they are saying that they also spied on the Pope, the previous one, and the present one. And they also allegedly were spying on Google and YouTube subscribers and those who have been using those vehicles. They also are saying now that they have been spying on Spain, and Brazil and Germany got together now, going to the UN, trying to get some kind of a resolution done to really try to tell the Americans they shouldn't do this, you know. But of course, that means nothing. That won't have any practical consequences. But here's an article by Foreign Policy. On October 24, they said, anyone who thinks that this issue will only resonate in Brazil, Mexico, France, Italy, and Germany is not paying attention. The point is, everyone is upset. Everyone, with perhaps the exception of Britain, is upset with the United States. And they say in here that even pro-US newspapers, like the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, is saying that the government in Washington has apparently not yet understood the level of damage that continues to be caused by the activities of American intelligence agencies in Europe. And if that wasn't it, today, as I'm doing this program, October 31, 2013, an article was published in the New York Times. And over there in Germany, Bild Online picked up on that. Big, huge headlines saying the atrocities which America is perpetrating. Talking about incredible damage which this new revelation has done. Now, what is that new revelation? Now, the new revelation has to do, according to the New York Times article, that, according to a former intelligence official who is quoted here, they suck up every phone number they can in Germany. It says a revelation that the NSA was monitoring Mrs. Merkel's calls has set off a controversy in Germany, and then the former German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt is quoted in this article, saying that he has always felt that he was monitored by the Americans. And he says, it's impossible to know what secrets might have been stolen. Stolen. And the foreign minister of Germany has said, if something was stolen, it's a criminal act, and criminal investigation is being done against the Americans. On top of that, they are saying in here that in testimony to Congress on Tuesday, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, gave only the roughest sketch of the size of the NSA's surveillance program, but suggested, careful, listen to this carefully, that the leader of the United States' most powerful European ally, i.e. Angela Merkel, was a single fish in a very big sea. How do you think the Germans will like that? How do you think what they will say if they find out that virtually everyone is a potential victim, a potential target? Nothing they say on the phone, nothing they do when they go on their computer, going to YouTube or Google or whatever other website they might be still private. Now, in a sense, we all should have known that. We are living in a world which is not ruled by God. I don't care what country you are living in. You have to understand you are living in a country which is ruled by a corrupt system. Because every system in this world is built on Satan's ideas. This is not God's world. Remember, Satan offered all the kingdoms of the world to Jesus Christ. And he said, I'm going to give all of this to you if you worship me. And of course, Christ didn't do it. But Christ knew that Satan was on the throne of this earth. And he knew that he would be on the throne until Christ would come back later, about 2,000 years later, after the conversation took place, to take over the rule over the kingdoms of this world. And that hasn't happened yet. It is going to happen in the very near future. Jesus Christ returns is assured. He will come back. But in the meantime, we got to understand, we are living in a society, and I don't exclude any country and any government from it, which is ruled by Satan the devil. So spying, of course, is something which is a tool of Satan. And this is going on. And this will go on, and it will continue to go on until Christ comes back. And it will lead to the Great Tribulation, a war which is going to be fought against Europe on the one hand, a very powerful Europe, and America on the other hand, and the Bible has prophesied, I don't care what people are telling me, the Bible has prophesied America and England are going to lose in this war. They are going to lose. And you need to know about this. You need to know what is in store for you. I'm asking you to please request your free booklets on Just Ask for the Book of Zechariah. And if you want to have a free copy of our weekly updates, please ask for it and we'll be happy to send it to you via email. You need to know what's going on because God is offering you physical protection during the time of the Great Tribulation, and you ought to know how you can attain that. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.